go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, sitting on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates. Thus says the Lord, act with justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressor anyone who has been robbed. And do no wrong or violence to the alien, the orphan, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For if you will indeed obey this word, then through the gates of this house shall enter kings who shall sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their servants and their people. But if you will not heed these words, I swear by myself, says the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus says the Lord concerning the house of the king of Judah, you are like Gilead to me, like the summit of Lebanon. But I swear that I will make you a desert, an uninhabited city. I will prepare destroyers against you, all with their weapons. They shall cut down your choicest cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and all of them will say to one another, why has the Lord dealt in his way with that great city? And they will answer, because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods and served them. Do not weep for him who is dead, nor bemoan him. Weep rather for him who goes away, for he shall return no more to see his native land. For thus says the Lord concerning Shalom, king Josiah of Judah, who succeeded his father Josiah, and who went away from his place. He shall return here no more, but in the place where they have carried him captive, he shall die, and he shall never see this land again. Woe to him who builds this house by unrighteousness, and is uprooted by injustice, who makes his neighbors work for nothing, and does not give them their wages, who says, I will build my house myself a spacious house with large old rooms, and who cuts out windows for it, paneling it with cedar and painting it with linen. Are you a king because you can eat in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Is not this then to me, says the Lord? But your eyes and hearts are only upon your divine gain, for shedding innocent blood, and for practicing oppression and violence. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, my brother, or alas, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, Lord, or alas, His Majesty. With the burial of a donkey, he shall be buried.